Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we finished verses 12 through 15. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you have your Bibles today and you'll be ready to follow along. We'll be looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. I have titled this section, Without Error or Contradiction, the Bible. Without Error or Contradiction, the Bible. Now, when I say that also, I'm thinking of our King James Bible, because it was translated from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic texts of the Old Testament, and as a result of that, those were the texts that God used and the way that He has preserved the Word for us today. Now, there are a lot of translations out there, but they are not translated from that. And so I have a problem with those, because then they leave out things like the blood of Jesus Christ from time to time. They leave out the name Jesus, the name Christ in some places. And some people don't think that's a big deal, but for me, it is. And so as we look at without error or contradiction, the Bible, let's remember that it's the pure Word of God of which we speak. Now, I trust also that if you have a question, maybe it's regarding the Bible, maybe it is a Bible doctrine question. Whatever that question may be, if you'll write us and give us your question, either by email, and our announcer will give you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. You can go onto our website, you can click on the audio to get our radio broadcast, or you can click on to get our Sunday church services. But either way, if you will just follow along with the announcer, take down the address, and then you can either email me or write to our physical address your Bible question. I read every letter that comes in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And by the Lord's grace and help, I'll be able to continue to do that. And I seek that we'll answer your letters in a way that is timely and right to the point. I've wanted to, for some time, to have a Bible program, or a few weeks, or maybe programs to answer your Bible questions, questions that are written to us and asked. And I would like to do that, but we need you to write with your Bible question. And my friend, if you have that, please write us and let us answer your question. Now, if you have your Bibles, be ready to follow along in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. There we read, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, in this chapter, the Holy Spirit instructs the Christians of the local church. In verses 1 through 4, he lets them know about their salvation, and that their salvation is in, through, and by the Lord Jesus Christ as a result of faith being placed in him. And then verses 5 through 11 deal with what to add to our Christian life and to do it with the utmost diligence, so that when we enter heaven, we can enter gloriously rather than to be ashamed at his coming. Now, verses 12 through 15, Peter says, I'm going to remind you of these things, although you already know them, and I'm going to continue to remind you and leave reminders for you after my death. Now, how can Peter be so sure that these things are right and that they will provide an abundant and glorious entrance into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, these verses give us that answer. He assures them that he has not followed a cunningly devised fable. Now, again, we read verse 16 here of 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Now, here we are today. You're listening to this broadcast. And what we're teaching here is not based on a fable. Rather, it is on 100% pure, unadulterated truth, without error or contradiction. Now, the word fables comes from the Greek word mythos, from which we get our word mythology. Now, mythology does not necessarily have to have something false in it. However, a myth is that which is fabricated in the mind. It may have much reasoning and logic in it. But my friend, the bottom line for the Christian is always and in every case, what saith the Scriptures? Imagine a government decides that if you are an adult and you're under 5 feet tall, you should be eliminated. So they begin firing squads, and we say, you know, that is wrong, and we all agree that is wrong. And so the head of the Moonies, the head of the Mormons, the head of the Catholics, the head of the Muslims, they're also against it. And a protest is called, and they ask me to come together with them. And they want me to join hands with them, and the five of us pray together against this evil thing. Now, should I do that? I mean, the fact is, they are killing people, good people, just because they're shorter than 5 feet tall as an adult. That's not a good reason to kill them. So what they're doing is murder, and it's wrong. So it's good to be against that. Isn't that right? Well, it's right to be against it. But to join hands in a religious setting with somebody outside of Christ and outside the true doctrines of Christ is totally wrong. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18, we read this. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Now understand, righteousness has the idea of obedience to the revealed commands and word of God, or the revealed will and word of God. And so, it is righteousness when we obey those things from God's word. Fellowship has not the idea of a party, but rather of a partnership. Sometimes the Greek word for fellowship was used to describe the marital relationship. It speaks of a oneness, a partnership. So what partnership has righteousness with unrighteousness or lawlessness? Having no standards. That's what unrighteousness is. It's no law, no standards. And then it goes on, and what communion hath light with darkness? Men love darkness rather than light. Jesus came as a light in the world. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So, my friend, there is a difference between light and darkness. And what concord or agreement hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Remember, the Lord said not to make an image of anything, even of anything in heaven. Isn't God in heaven? So don't try to make an image of what you think God looks like. Even if it's Jesus Christ, you don't try to make an image to bow down to worship it. And so he says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So my friend, please understand that if you're saved, you are a very temple of God, and God doesn't want his temple corrupted with idols or things of other beliefs outside the Word of God, or those that would corrupt the Word of God. And so he gives this next verse in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, wherefore, and this is, by the way, is a command, all right? This is a definite command. This is an imperative command. He says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, we should understand very clearly that I should not join hands and hold a prayer meeting with those men. Now, if I'm together with those men, there's one thing I do need to do. I need to preach to them. I need to tell them they need to get saved. They need to get right with God. That more important than those people getting shot in the firing squad is that they get saved. And, of course, then that's going to part company. They're going to say, well, let's forget the things that make us different. No, I can't forget the things of my Savior. I am to stand and I'm to pray. But I'm not to with them. I am to be separate from them according to the Word of God. Now, if you don't understand that concept, then perhaps 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 applies to you. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, they lack the capacity to understand that principle. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.